every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Giddy up. Let's get her going this morning.
Well, I'm riding along.
Come along, ride with me.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Let's have us.
That's been sung 100 times before.
One great Arizona Saturday morning.
Here it comes, here it comes.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Woohoo! Come on in, y'all. Let's have us one fine high time at Rosie's house this gorgeous June 23rd of the year 2018. Summer solstice is behind us now. You can wake up every single morning with the positive outlook that every day for the next 6 months is going to get shorter and shorter and shorter. Or next 3 months. So you can enjoy it and know, yes, winter is coming. It's a coming, baby. It's a coming. So we will make it through this season. We were talking before the program with my producer, Gary. He says, yeah, it's national weather still saying monsoon looks like it's going to be wetter than average, so we'll take that. May even have an El Nino impact coming in this winter, a little more moisture than that, which we desperately need. Since August, we have registered 1 inch of rain. That's 10 months. Folks, 10 months, 1 inch of rain.
And I know we live in the desert, but that's extreme.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That really hurts. Yeah. And it hurts when you're out there driving. Now, Romy is not with us today. He loaded up the kids, the dogs, the quads. I don't know if he loaded up a couple horses or what, but, I mean, when he goes camping, he's got everything. It's like a village he takes and gets set up. And he found a spot somewhere south of Big Lake and says he's all set up. I don't think they can have a fire, but he's set up. He's enjoying the Arizona night skies and the pines during the day right there at the edge of the burn of the Wallow Fire where the aspens are coming back and the ponderosa pines are still surviving. So Romy's on a camping trip this weekend with all the kids. Surely envious of that. Jennifer is out today, so I'm like in the studio alone. Now, this hasn't happened in a while. I mean, the radio station, I mean, in 30 years of doing this, they usually don't let me in here by myself.
Is there something in the past I don't know about?
Golly. Well, Gary, you've been in local broadcasting here in Phoenix for how long?
2 decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I started with a woman named Jamie McFerrin. Jamie was my host. I was the co-host. She'd field the calls and press all the right buttons. We went from Jamie to Charles Goyette, and Charles and I did the show.
Oh, there's a blast from the past.
Yeah, Charles and I did the show for a while. But I am in the studio alone, so it's just me and Gary and you, the Arizona homeowner. I'm glad you're tuned in this morning. When I've got the show, when I've got full controls, you can be rest assured of one thing. We're going to have us some fun, shall
we? Pass a good time?
Oh, we're going to pass us a good time the next few hours. You're not going to want to miss one single minute of it. And we're going to start the show with a special guest that we've invited in. Now, we have had a dragnet out. We have been dragging the depths of the ocean and the heights of the universe. We've been broadcasting it everywhere. We want an astrophysicist. We want an astrophysicist. And we found two. And we found one that we got to join us today, Mike Wiesner. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for inviting me.
We are talking to Mike Wiesner. He is the chair of the Oracle State Park Dark Skies Committee. He is a retired fighter pilot, and he is a graduated astrophysicist. Now, that's a life. Mike, I can't thank you enough for joining us.
You missed one thing. I'm still a little kid.
So. And a little kid at heart. Well, I really appreciate you joining us, and we wanted to talk a little bit about the International Dark Sky Program, particularly how you have been able to introduce into state parks and what that might mean to some of our listeners in getting out and visiting some of these great spots and what they might find, see, and get involved in.
Absolutely. Well, let me give you a little bit of background. When I was a little kid, like 6 years old, living in southern Indiana, one of my older brothers would take me out in the backyard and show me the night sky and you know, tell me what all these constellations were and the planets. And I fell in love with astronomy at 6 years old, fell in love with the night sky. I got a telescope for a Christmas present in 1961. As you mentioned, I got degreed in astrophysics. As it turned out, I never used that astrophysics degree professionally.
I looked up careers in astrophysics.
Do you want to change your major here, Rosie, and go off and pursue a new career?
I don't know, Mike, if I'm smart enough to figure all that out. But I just thought, what do you do with that degree? So what did you do?
Well, I ended up in Air Force ROTC, got my commission, and I became an Air Force jet fighter pilot. I actually did my training at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base back in the 70s. On a jet fighter that was in the service then. And I had a blast, flying jet fighters. There were no shooting wars going on at the time, so nobody was shooting back at me at the time. But then after I got my last assignment in the Air Force, I was actually working on the Air Force's space shuttle program when they were going to launch NASA space shuttles from an Air Force base in California. And so that was a great assignment. And then I went to work for a major aerospace company in California and did that for a couple of decades. When they gave me a chance to early retire, the wife and I had already bought our land up in Oracle, so it was goodbye Southern California, hello Arizona.
Wow.
And so when we got moved out here, got our house built, got my observatory built here in Oracle in 2009, I very quickly discovered how wonderful the night sky was here. And over a period of a few years, I finally decided that, hey, you know, we need to get the word out about, you know, protecting the night sky. And we've got a state park right here in Oracle State Park. Maybe there's a way that we can get Oracle State Park designated as an international dark sky park. So I approached the International Dark Sky Association, who is actually headquartered in Tucson, who are also celebrating 30 years of existence. And I said, hey, you know, we got a park here. I know how dark the skies are. We talked to the Arizona State Parks people, and everybody said, yeah, let's try to make the park an International Dark Sky Park. So we formed this Oracle Dark Skies Committee in April of 2014. And by the end of June, we submitted the application to the International Dark Sky Association to have the park designated. They have a very long process that has to be gone through. There's a whole set of criteria that has to be met about dark skies, public outreach, about the effects of light pollution, and we'll come back to that later. And you know, you have to have star parties, but education is a really big part of the whole program. And so we put together the whole package, submitted it to the International Dark Sky Association. They went through all their processes, and in the fall of 2014, Arizona State Park, Oracle State Park, was designated as an International Dark Sky Park, became the first park in the Arizona State Park system to actually get that designation. We've had lots of star parties.
Yeah.
We have a star party coming up next Saturday at the park. What? And let me quickly mention about that so I don't forget it. Oracle State Park, like I say, we have star parties about every 3 months or so. And we have this one coming up on Saturday, the 30th of June. There's a special thing going on before the star party kicks off that evening. We're actually raffling off two telescopes that have been donated. to the park. One's a sort of a low-end telescope, and the other one is a very nice high-end telescope. It's still a current model. It's being sold by the manufacturer. So it's a really, really nice system. So we're raffling off these two telescopes. Tickets will be available at the park anytime they're open now. Tickets will be available that day at the park, and then the drawing will be at 6 p.m. The star party will kick off with a bunch of telescopes set up after sunset. So should be a really nice event. We're open for good weather with hopefully the monsoons will stay away for another week.
How many people anyway, can y'all accommodate at a star party like that in Oracle? I mean, can you accommodate 30, 40, 50, 100?
Well, let me give you a little bit of history because this is rather fascinating. When I approached the Arizona State Parks management people and about this concept of becoming an international dark sky park, of course, the question was, well, what's the benefit to me as a commercial, public venue for people to come and visit? And I said, well, hey, this was 2014. I said, well, parks that have gotten this designation around the world, because it's an international program, they have seen an increase in their visitorship because people want to come out and visit places where they can actually see the stars, where they can actually see the Milky Way. They want to come out and look through telescopes. People have this connection to the night sky. If you live in the light polluted cities like New York City or Los Angeles, even Phoenix, then you want to get out away from those lights and to really appreciate the night sky. So I said, you're going to see an increase in visitorship. And management kind of said, well, yeah, we'll believe it when we see it. Oracle State Park, like I said, had had many star parties over the years that it's been open. And typically the attendance would be 50 to 60 people.
Okay.
Well, in June of 2014, we had a star party. It was kind of the public unveiling that we were pursuing this Dark Sky Park designation. And we knew we had a problem when the ranger at the gate called and said, I need more help. They're backing up onto the highway.
Wow.
Coming into the park. We had 360 people show up for that star party that evening.
That's fantastic.
Six times the normal attendance.
Fantastic. We're here with Mike Wiesner, the chair of the Oracle Dark Skies Committee, talking about what you might see at a dark sky party they've got scheduled next week. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This could be a great party.